Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford. The big question this week, listeners, is can I draw level this week? They wrote me off. They said it couldn't be done.
Of course, we're recording this before the end of the last game week, so you might actually have lost last week, and it might be my chance to go 6-3 ahead.
Whoa. Are we in the future? Are we in the past? Are we in the present? It's like a Christopher Nolan film.
I've got to say, I think you're going to go 5-all. I think you used your wild card really well at the right time. I think you're on a good run of form, and I think it's going to go 5-all. The big question is, will it ever become 6-5? You've never, ever, ever been ahead, either in the league or on game week wins since we began this podcast.
Yeah. I've never been level, I don't think.
Well, 0-0.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. You know what I mean.
But do you guys listening know? I mean, if you know what we mean, email us, hello@cpfpl.com. I tell you what, Trippier's your solid mid-defender choice, isn't he?
He is at the moment, but I hate that.
Yielding well.
I hate having Newcastle players in my team. I hate it.
I know.
You're cashing in on Almiron. We're all just moved on now. We're all just happy with Eddie Howe. I'm a football man. Are you? Who's paying your wages? Are you a football man?
John, got
Trippier in. He's going to play for England, isn't he? We're all just moved on. You've got a triumvirate of Newcastle players. Pope, Trippier, Almiron.
Yeah.
That's what's boosting you up the league. Blood FPL points. Happy with that?
I think, given that it's a fantasy, it's not the real world.
No. It should be better than the real world, shouldn't it? It should be cleaner. That's the whole point of fantasies. I don't tidy up after what I get up to in my fantasies.
I thought most people's fantasies were dirtier than the real world.
Well, in one sense. But you shower, don't you? I mean, I don't shower in real life, but I do in my fantasies.
Do you? What's your fantasy shower like? What products?
Do you know what I don't like? Your instinct with a fantasy shower is to say, like, just a whole ceiling of cascading water.
Mm.
I actually get a bit claustrophobic if I can't step out of the water. So okay. I like to be able to step to the side for a good lather.
I
go under the water, then I step to the side and lather all over. Right in it, and then I step back in for rinse.
But if I picture I can't you step out almost of it, dancing like the cha-cha slide.
No,
I see this as a dance move.
Yeah, I wish it were. It's really mechanic. I mean, you get to our age, 40, me 40, you knocking on that door, aren't you? You've probably knocked once on the door of 40, haven't you? No one's answered, but they're coming. They're upstairs. They're putting the slippers on. I'm just coming. You shower the same way every day, right? I go in that shower. If you were to film me in the shower, the heat map, I would say I put my feet on exactly the same spot. I'm probably in there for within 10 seconds, exactly the same time every day. I make the same movements. It's drudge. I should change it up, actually. So if you want to send me some shower tips, how can I spice up showering? Maybe that's okay. Why I don't do it so often. Maybe I'm bored of it.
hello@cpfpl.com with your shower tips. I've got one for you. Rotate your shampoo brands.
Oh, I can't do that because I use a specific shampoo for the balding man.
Well, Alpacin.
Nioxin.
Oof, you don't God, want to it sounds like with... something from a dystopian film.
Yeah, you don't want a shampoo with sin on the end, do you? It's not good.
Sounds like the sort of thing Superman would be allergic to. It sounds like a...
Yeah. Lucy bought it for me, and she bought me a lot.
Who did what?
Lucy bought it for me, which suggests she's got more of a problem with my balding than I have. I was fine with it. I'll tell you what, it's one of the first things that happened in our relationship. She got rid of my Head and Shoulders. She does not like that. Women hate Head and Shoulders. They understand hair, generally. That's a generalisation, of course it is. But she does have Head and Shoulders, and she uses it. She says it's so brutal, she uses it for stripping out colour. So when you're about to have a new colour put on, it's basically a bleach for your head.
Yes.
She uses it for basically stripping out any remaining gubbins.
Someone told me this recently when I was getting my makeup done for a television appearance. And the makeup lady there said, oh, don't use Head and Shoulders. It's terrible. Yeah. And I was like, what?
So are you going to make the change? John,
I've gone Herbal Essences.
Have you? Herbal, very US. Really trying to break that transatlantic market.
I do have some Head and Shoulders. And in a similar way to Lucy, I use it if I've used strong wax the day before, I'll use that because it does. It really digs in deep and it sucks that stuff up. It is strong stuff, Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well then here's something that you can implement. Rotate your shower gels.
Okay.
And then you're just getting a different scent, aren't you? It's a stimulus via your nose.
Yeah, yeah. But the process is going to be the same. It'll be a different smell, but I'm still going to squirt it onto the squeegee. I'm still going to lather on my chest. I use my chest as like a sort of washboard to build up a good lather, and then I spread it all around the body.
Yeah, I do that because I'm hairy.
Top to bottom. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Build up the foam, yeah. Okay, so how about this? Play a bit of music in there.
Oh, you've got to have it so loud, though, haven't you, to get over the water?
Yeah.
You'd have to have some sort of external speaker.
Bluetooth
you can't
speaker.
Just have...
Get a boom bar. Get a JBL flip.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. Yeah, I can't
play
be doing
your favorite
the podcast
music.
In there.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to the Today program. I'll do that.
No, I can't. I'd feel dirty listening to someone talk while I'm naked. I'd feel like I'm sort of defiling myself.
What, you'd feel like Nick Robbins? I mean, especially if it was a government minister.
Well,
that's very intimate, wouldn't it?
If you then hear, do you find out that when you hear Nick Robinson's voice, a bit of you wants to sort of have you just willy, just flopping in the wind?
Yeah, especially as he has a husky voice, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
The Shadow Environment Secretary joins me now. Your lead has been very clear, has he not? The people listening in the shower are perverts. He's named John Richardson from 8 out of 10 Cats. He joins us now with his... What I understand is quite a small willy, but it is covered in foam.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Imagine like in one of those films where they think like the radio or the telly's talking to him.
What's that? Like,
fuck. It freaks some rats out.
That's a good film.
So I've got to tell you something that I'm doing today. Not only am I going to Nottingham Forest versus Aston Villa live at the City Ground.
Are you going to be there to see Nico Williams' goal line clearance that takes him to 8 points?
And his hat trick, which I would be more, obviously, would be delighted with. Before that, I'm going.
To
guess
get
where I'm going this afternoon? Or this
Is
morning.
It in Nottingham or on the way to Nottingham or in London?
It's in London.
Okay. You're going to the Sea Life Centre on the South Bank.
You know what? In a weird way, you're not a million miles away. Think.
Parliament.
No. What I meant was in terms of theme.
Oh, so it's a tourist attraction.
Yes. It's not permanent. It's on for a while.
Or some sort of exhibition. Not the wildlife exhibition.
No, but
the national.
You kind of think, what did wildlife used to be?
An egg? You're going to the egg factory?
No. But like, think way, way back.
Dinosaurs. Natural History Museum.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to the Jurassic World exhibition at London's Excel Centre.
Are you, Alan?
Oh, you git. That is not an Alan Partridge thing to do.
It is.
No, it's
and
not.
And the way you said it, I'm going to the Jurassic World exhibition at the exhibition centre. I'm going to eat a crunchy and I'm going to have a great time.
I am going to have a great time. I'm going to go see the,
going to see
the dinosaurs off the films.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. No, it's good. You're right to be excited.
I love Jurassic Park and I love Jurassic World and I can't wait to be face to face with some of the stars. You know, the dinosaurs are the stars, aren't they?
Are you taking a sort of niece or nephew or a decoy child, or are you going as a fully fledged adult out in the wild enjoying a dinosaur exhibition?
Me and my partner are going as adults.
Okay.
We love the franchise.
Feel about that.
I thought you'd be more on side with it. I'm slightly shocked that you're making me out to be a loser.
Why did you think that? Now I'm offended that you think I'm the sort of person who would be pleased that you're going to a dinosaur exhibition on your own as an adult.
It's Jurassic World. It's one of the greatest film franchises of all time.
Yeah, it's a movie time. So is there a bit where you get to climb in like one of those stainless steel kitchen cabinets and hide from one? Or is it sort of interactive?
I don't know.
Well, now you're getting all excited, aren't you?
I thought you'd be more up for that. I thought you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. You've got a better life than me.
I am jealous. Yeah, I have one day off in October and I don't do anything socially or for fun.
Oh, he's very busy.
Oh, I'm very busy. Well, I that's what I've done. I've managed to do it in a way that isn't sort of whiny like you did it. I'm just so busy at the moment.
I was going through a full breakdown and all you did was mock me. You ever you tweet need. About mental health and I'll be right in there. I was you drowning, needed. You git.
And I threw you a rope. It just happened to be a rope that I'd pissed on. Oh. I'm not excited in advance, but I tell you what, next week you tell me all about it. And I will retrospectively be pleased that you went.
Yes, and I'll then go to... What a day. Jurassic Park and then Forest Villa.
I know. Two, one currently extinct species and one team soon to be extinct.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. So, as well as the stat pack, I also have a new thing for you, John.
Ooh.
4D's non-stat pack.
Oh, wow.
So these are just facts that we've learned from football in the last few days.
Okay, I like it. You got a Eddie jingle Howe. Or a different sort of wording?
If you've got a better title for it, email me, hello@cpfpl.com. I just thought it was like the stat pack and the non-stat pack. Maybe it's
yeah, love
just
it.
The,
okay, fine. Yeah, love it. Well done.
What else could it be? The something pack? The
No, it's good. Stat pack and non-stat pack.
The hack pack? Maybe the jack pack?
The flat pack?
Flat pack? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I found this out during the Newcastle game.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Howe has a sign up in the home dressing room which says, intensity is our identity.
Oh, God.
What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, instantly, I'm sort of upset by it.
It's management speak, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the sort of, do you know what it is? It's the sort of thing that a manager in a few years is going to have taken down. That's what I think. That's the biggest story, when the new manager comes in and says, we've got to get all this shit down. It's not working anymore. It's a sign of the old regime.
I mean, imagine coming in and saying, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What's it even mean? And they'll all go, I don't know. What, you just had it up there. Intensity is our identity is the sort of thing I imagine. I'm not into skiing, but I imagine it's the sort of thing that's on the side of like a snowboard.
Yeah, and it's also the sort of thing that if you actually, what I'd like to do is take all of the Newcastle players individually and sit them down and say to them, what do you understand by that? And almost like it's a job interview. Can you tell me a moment in a game when your performance has been changed by the concept that intensity is our identity?
And also, it's not the rest of us don't say, oh, you know, you say, what one word would you associate with Newcastle United? You wouldn't go intensity. You'd say
they're
human rights abusers.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess they couldn't fit that into a sign.
No. Also,
human rights, human wrongs, ? You know, they can't have that above the door, can they?
No. No. And I don't think that would be inspirational, would it, to carry that onto the pitch?
No.
The greatest fairness to them.
Yeah.
Intensity is our identity. Because it's one of those ones where it sort of sounds like it rhymes, but it doesn't.
And also, it's sort of like, you know, when you move house and it settles down when you put your new stuff in. Presumably that's Eddie Howe's mentality. So did he have that at Bournemouth? As it, you know, is that a sort of sign he takes with him and puts up?
Yeah, is that his sort of live, laugh, love?
Yeah, he sits back and looks at it and just smirks over a montage. You know, he sips a cup of tea and he's got all paint spatter in his hair where he's painted the dressing room. And then he puts that up and he sits back and he just smiles and goes, I'm home. And then all the Newcastle players come in. What the f*** does that mean? Intercity is our what?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Also, you know, if let's say you met someone and intensity was their identity, it's never a compliment, is it?
No.
It's a polite way of saying the guy's a nutter. You just go, yeah. Well, you know, did you meet her brother? He was a bit intense, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'd go as far as to say intensity was his identity.
He's going, oof.
Yeah.
He's not positive.
Really stares at you when he shakes your hand, doesn't he?
Yeah, it'd be like saying being really annoying at parties is our identity.
Do you know the closest I come to being described as someone who has intensity as their identity? You know when someone asks you if you want a tea or a coffee? I really think about it.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's a much bigger decision than people give it credit for. So, you know, people say, you want a cup of tea or a coffee? And it's just, there's a pressure to react straight away, but it's quite a big decision. People go, oh, no, I'm all right. Oh, yeah, I'll have a coffee. But I really stop and I go, do I want a tea? I don't know. I had a coffee this morning, so maybe I should have a tea. But if I have a coffee now, maybe I want sleep later. And it really winds people up.
Are you doing it to wind them up?
No, I genuinely, I think it's a big decision. You're asking them to, it's a job for them, isn't it? And then you don't want to waste the drink and a badly timed coffee or tea. You know, you've got to think about what you've just eaten. You pop a coffee on an Italian meal, and I tell you what, there's going to be fireworks downstairs for me.
Is it going to turn into a Mexican mudslide?
Absolutely. You know, you've got to think about whether you want that to happen or not.
I guess what you're saying is intensity is your identity.
Lovely.
It's your identity. I mean, I think it's really simple. You go, well, do I want a pick-me-up? And then you go, coffee. And
you've already taken too long. No, but what?
It's so quick. You're indecisive.
Well, it's a big decision. It's a big decision.
No, you've got Ed Miliband. You're overthinking it.
You got any more non-stats in your non-stat pack?
Harry Maguire's real name is Jacob.
Wow. Jacob Maguire.
Jacob Maguire, which is more like than Jerry Maguire, isn't it? That maybe he'd be better off if he was called Jacob.
Be getting less abuse if his name was Jacob. I think Jacob's got a sort of biblical, traditional innocence to it. Whereas but Harry's like, you could give Harry some shit, couldn't you? Harry. Fucking hell, Harry. But no one's good. People just be disappointed with Jacob. Come on, Jacob. You can do better than this.
But just Jacob's crackers would be such an overused headline for like any time he lost his temper.
And then if he loses his temper and ejaculates, then it's Jacob's cream crackers.
Or if he was tired, it'd be Jacob's cream crackered.
Yes.
Clean way to do it. But yes, you're
probably
right.
Probably why he changed it.
It's got an Old Testament. It's got an Abrahamic vibe, hasn't it? Jacob. Yeah, and his brother Solomon. I like that. It gives you more depth to me, that.
I know you feel very passionately in defence of Harry Maguire.
I think he's a good man, and I think he's being bullied by an entire nation, and everyone just needs to reflect on it.
I'll tell you
what.
I'm
being serious.
Intensity really is your identity.
Oh, you swine. How about this one? Sir Alex Ferguson's first girlfriend was Trent Alexander-Arnold's grandmother.
Oh,
Ferguson went out with Trent Alexander-Arnold's grandma, Doreen.
Wow. So
that's almost like sort of MCU level, isn't it? It's like superpowers from back in time.
So Trent Alexander, I'm trying to sort of work out age-wise what era this was. I'm imagining Ferguson has been married a while. So you're talking, I mean, it's pre-Trent, isn't it? Certainly.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
Alex Ferguson's
first girlfriend within the last 20 years.
I could believe it. As a man who commits to his work, I don't have time for that. No.
Yeah, but he's also got Darren Ferguson, his son, who's got to be 50.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of stuff was going on in that Man United dressing room. Coming out of the woodwork nowadays.
Oh, man.
I need more information on that one. Do you know what I need on that one? I need a visual. I'd like to see Doreen. I'd like to read. That's the stat that you've given me that I'd like to read more about.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll go
find out more and come back to me.
I can just Google it now if you want.
Nah, I want you to research.
I'm researching now. I'm doing it live. What could be more thrilling on a podcast? Doreen. Hold on. I'm going to draw strong.
What should I do online while you're doing that? Shall I sign the petition to have Erling Haaland removed from the Premier League for being a robot, which has 404,000 signatures?
That's mad, isn't it? That means Parliament will have to debate it.
Yeah.
Isn't it like if you reach a threshold? I think it goes to a committee, doesn't it? But basically, it has reached a threshold.
I can't imagine they won't knock that one off. But it's depressing, isn't it, when there are so many good petitions out there. There's a big debate about whether, you know, the petition thing has basically become outsourcing your sort of compassion and whether we should all stop signing these petitions. But I tell you what, it shows there's a hunger out there for it, isn't there?
Well, I think you also don't underestimate the banter element. Here we go. Breaking news. This is from the Scottish Sun. The couple who dated as Glasgow teens. Oh, those Glasgow teens. Broke up. Alexander Arnold's maternal grandmother, Doreen Carling, what a great surname, moved to New York and married, which means that Trent Alexander-Arnold would be eligible to play for the United States.
Well, I spoke to someone this week who believes that the United States will beat us at the World Cup.
Who's that? Who said that?
It's off the record. It was a football agent, and he says he thinks they're going to beat us at the World Cup.
Who, I mean, you know what, they might. I'm already bracing myself for the fact that...
Who the... Yeah, they might, actually. That's quite a good point.
I think... I'm sort of steeling myself for the fact that the World Cup might be a bit of a letdown for us, and I'm fine with it.
Yes, I think you're right. It's time for animal weapon location.
Oh, yes, please.
Seb says, hi, guys.
Hi.
Seb Powell, hope you're well. Here's my animal weapon. I like these emails that are just straight to it. You know, emails we ask in the shower tips and all that, they run long. You tell us a story. We like it. It feels like we get to know you. There's something about animal weapon location people do not fuck about. Seb says, kangaroo, knuckle duster, Sydney Opera House.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, here we go. Boing, boing, boing. Fucking Jesus. There you go.
Oh, a quick one.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed boing, boing, boing. The traditional sound of the approaching kangaroo.
If you want a bit of backstory there, that was a couple of really nasty people at the opera.
Oh, right.
And they'd mistreated a kangaroo many, many years ago. And the kangaroo had finally tracked them down, beat the f*** out of them. Front row.
Right. Okay. And they were listening to that opera that everyone knows that tune off, but not the words.
Nessun Dorma.
Vincero, isn't it? The word that you were sort of saying there.
I was just sort of channeling opera in a pure form.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone listening felt. Can Matt sing Shit Eater to the tune of Man Eater?
Is that?
Oh, here she comes.
What's that boy? He'll chew you up. He's a shit eater.
I had a tweet from someone in my audience this week on my tour show on the Isle of Man saying, can't wait to see that shit eater John Richardson later. And I also say hello to the man I saw travelling out to the Isle of Man who walked past me in the airport, showed me his phone, and was currently listening to the Comedians FPL podcast.
Full-time geezer.
Full-time geezer.
I'd like to say hello to all my new followers on Twitter after I trended on Twitter again for my political opinions.
Did you? I missed that. What did you do this week? What have you done now, Alan?
I went on Politics Live, partially to promote some comedy shows that I'm doing. Clowns to the Left of Me, Jokers to the Right. Well, I'm about to tell you.
Is that why you were trending?
Clowns to the Left of Me, Jokers to the Right at the Leicester Square Theatre on the 18th. Of October, and then at the Bloomsbury Theatre on the 21st and 28th of October, the last three performances of the critically acclaimed Clown to the Left of Me, Jokes to the Right topical comedy show. So I went on Politics Live to promote it, them, and I was on with, it was a fairly balanced panel, a Labour MP of the Corbynite persuasion, a Tory MP and a Conservative commentator, and I was very clear about. They said, she was saying, 200,000 Labour members have left. You know, what a terrible thing this is. And I was like, well, there's a direct correlation between those people leaving and Labour being 30 points ahead. And,
How did that go down?
Not well with some people, very well with others. But my Twitter mentions have basically been a bin fire since the last few days. It's just been like off the charts hatred.
I did wonder what you'd done, because I got one saying, I think on the other podcast I do, which is about, you know, saving the planet and building a better future. And somebody said, I can't listen to this podcast anymore because you work with Matt Ford. So somebody now is so upset by what you said about Jeremy Corbyn, they are no longer invested in saving the planet for future generations. How does that make you feel?
Good. Makes me feel very, very good. I find it so funny how immature people are about that. Like, oh yeah, like you're going to go, well, I've got to stop working with Fordy now then. If this one guy says he's not going to listen to my sort of, you know, eco pod.
Yeah,
God,
well, the
I better rethink all my friendships and...
We've only got 12 listeners, so if you have cost me one, I will notice and I will be upset. Oh. Are you ever tempted to go on telly and say, in one sort of fell swoop, I dislike Corbynite Labour because they bring babies to my gigs? And I reckon you'd trend on Twitter for the rest of all time.
Twend
on Twitter.
Yeah, if you could do, like, what would the other thing be? Is it bring babies?
Well, what else have you trended on Twitter for?
I was wrongly identified as the writer of a particular spitting image sketch.
Yes.
Went on for quite a while.
I felt for you that one.
That was
because that wasn't
difficult.
Your fault. This one I enjoyed. This is your fault because of your despicable views and your desire to see Britain burn.
Yeah, good, innit? I mean, obviously you just go, oh, God.
Yeah. But Twitter, you know, is not Britain, isn't it? Otherwise it would be called Britta.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Very good. You've taken the David Cameron conference speech line and then...
Oh, no, I haven't, have I?
Oh, yeah. Twitter isn't Britain. David Cameron, one of his...
Is that what he says?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a great quote.
Twitter is Britain. That's what I think then.
Ooh. John, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Excellent. I've got some very exciting news.
You've ordered me a new chair.
No, better. We've been approached to make our very own CPFPL beer to accompany the podcast with Leeds' very own Kirkstall Brewery. I think we should open it up to the listeners to suggest. Get in touch. What should the comedians playing FPL beer taste like? Email us at hello@cpfpl.com with some suggestions. And for a bit of inspiration, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious. So what should it be like? Should it be dark and bitter like John's soul? Or should it be light and positive, sparkling and popular like... one of my mates. As well as brewing great beer, they also own some of the best pubs in West Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Beer Cafe in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. I'm going to do a pub crawl around all of them. Listeners can get 20% off everything on Kirkstall's online shop with the code CPFPL20, and look out for a very special collaboration beer from us and Kirkstall very soon. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com and click on shop.
So you won't have seen, we're close to confirming a date, aren't we, for Comedians FPL Live?
Yes.
And we asked a while ago for listeners to suggest a special brew that we could put on Comedians FPL beer. Harry says it's got to be a dark bitter called Shit Eater. Would you order a pint of Shit Eater?
I think selling that would be tricky.
Yeah, I'd just have half a Shit Eater. Can I have a Shit Eater top?
Yeah.
Kath says it has to be a fruit beer called Sour Grapes to echo your feelings about each other's success. Love the podcast despite little interest in Fantasy League or indeed football.
Thank you very much.
Nice, isn't it? Kyle says, I've been playing FPL for over half my life. Wow. And I now feel less embarrassed about that having listened to your podcast. Thank you for making me smile. My submission for your beer is Wild Card, a fruity IPA concept to tickle your fantasy. Sweet mango owls assisted by a zingy lime. Expected golden, surprisingly tasty. Cheers. I mean, he's written everything we need there.
It's like a sommelier's tasting note, that. What a sophisticated man. I mean, sadly, I do wonder if naming it after something like that would be good, like Bench Boost, and it could be like a chocolate ale, so it tastes a boost.
Something comes in at the end, or you drink, Bench Boost would be where you have to drink the dregs at the bottom, but they taste nice because you're sort of not expecting to get that extra bit.
Or it tastes a bit of Bench. It could have like a woody, nutty element and a chocolate element, so it tastes a bit of Bench, bit of Boost.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Every now and again, we get an email from someone with a great name. Two in a row here. Roy Mundy. Hello Roy says, not really got any ideas for type of beer, but if you stuck for names, why not try Fordy's Curse or Triple Captain? And then this...
Do you know what? Can I just say, Triple Captain really appeals to me.
Yeah?
Because I think that's the sort of thing that FPL people would get, and other people, it just sounds good.
Well, also, triple hopped beer is a thing. So yeah, it could be like a triple hopped IPA.
Yeah, and like triple cooked triple chips. Captain.
Yeah.
And Captain, it has a kind of military element. Triple Captain. You know, and you could have a kind of buccaneering swashbuckler on the front.
And it could be three times stronger than any beer.
Oh, absolutely. God, yes. So what would
we do? Your ass, like 9%.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
So Roy Mundy currently leading. Jefferson Turner.
Ooh, oh, my word. Weren't they a band?
Yeah, Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, and Backman Turner Overdrive.
It's a good suggestion for beer. Gout Cardigan. A dark, rich chocolate stout. Sensible ABV, vegan and sustainable. Cheers. Jeff Turner.
That's really good. I like that. Gout Cardigan. Because it's funny.
And this will be a kick in the teeth to Roy Mundy. Mark Doyle suggests Triple Captain, a triple IPA. Something dark with a bitter aftertaste. Something to drink with a duck. A callback there to a never completed forfeit.
But it will be. All it those will forfeits be will be done. Don't you worry about that. They will eventually.
Live.
What do we think? Triple Captain? Oh, I'll tell you what. We could do them at the live show.
Yeah, well, don't we want to have it on at the live show? Isn't that the point?
What do you mean?
Well, this is the beer that we'd sell at the live show.
Yeah, but what I mean is I would also do my forfeits at the live show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do mine. I've still got to have pints on my head and a few things like that. So
you've got to run around the supermarket shouting, Bielsa is my daddy.
Oh, God, yeah. A date for that will be set towards the end of this year during the World Cup. So keep listening to the podcast for that. Congratulations to leader of the Fan League, Carl Baldwin, with Mings Can Only Get Better, 675 points, only one ahead of Patrick Boylan and Jake Sherville, 674 and 673, respectively. And old friends of the show still doing well. Names there are recognised from last year. So there's some really good FBL players out there. That's all we've got time for this episode. We'll be back next week with another, and we will be joined by the fantastic musician, Jake Bugg.
Oh, very exciting. Don't forget to get in touch, hello at cpfpl.com, with animal weapon location. Do you know what as well? I think we should change Lukaku's line, is it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should just call it like house party. Premier League house party.
So sort of take away the FPL pun name that if anything is its only tenuous link to football.
Well, what I think is, whose line is it anyway, is like old news.
Yeah.
And we're in 2022.
Says Lukaku, okay. To be fair.
Yeah, says Lukaku, says producer Danny.
Yeah.
Sound like you've got a sore throat there, Danny. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm happy to to change the name of Lukaku's Lines Anyway on the grounds that Whose Lines Anyway is old news, on the condition that you never again in your lifetime mention Forest European Cups.
Well, that's just...
It's different,
context.
Shut up.
Ooh. Bye.
Bye. We didn't talk about your haircut, Matthew.
You what?
Your haircut.
Have you
yeah, my haircut. You see it, John?
No. Here it comes. Oh, crop.
Describe it.
It's very tight round the sides. It's very modern.
Oh, well, it's not that. I'm surprised you think it's modern. It's
very shorn at the very front lower edge.
Yeah, well, I always ask for, I say, what I say is, listen up. can you just cut it to number two to there? And by which I would say lower temple area,
mm-hmm.
and then just a bit of a trim on top. So short around the very side and back, but above that.
Short back and sides. You're trying to sort of over-elaborate the short back and sides.
Yes, but I have to give them clear direction because otherwise they don't do it. So then the problem is I give him the clear direction. I start going to this place because one of the guys there gets it, gets me on a hair level. This guy just straight up the side. Now, I've got I would describe my own head shape as peanut. I've got a peanut cone head. And the problem is if you don't let the top bit grow out and give my head a bit of shape, I've got a conical head and I just look weird. And I've got a big forehead and it makes me look more slappity than I actually am. And he just went straight up the side. I was like, oh, fucking Jesus.
It's horrible going, when they fucked it straight away.
Oh, and he's getting shorter and shorter. And he's like, shame. I've only really got just a bit of a floppy quiff at the front and the rest of it's gone.
Well, I'm obviously looking at it on a bad computer camera, but I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's less of you in general.
Oh.